Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Good day. This is Michael calling from Metro Research. How are you today?
I'm good. What is this about?
This is, ma'am, that we are conducting an opinion survey, and of course, we would like to include your opinion, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. If you don't mind me to ask you, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
What is that?
Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And can I ask you how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Two.
Okay. Can I ask you what is your age?
45.
Thank you, ma'am. And also, can I ask you, how do you describe your gender?
Female.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
Asian.
Asian, okay. And can I ask you, what grades are your children currently in?
Nine and six.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, parochial?
Boston Public School.
Okay. Which is the one run by a school district? Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Like vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation?
No.
Okay. You mentioned you had a child in the 9th grade. The following
Yes.
several questions will be about this child's schools, ma'am. Can I ask you
Okay.
first, which of the following best describes the school where your 9th grade child is enrolled this year? Like a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, parochial or Catholic school, homeschool, another format, or a non-Catholic private or independent school?
It's a private school which he goes through Boston Public, but it's a special needs school.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 9th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school's experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your 9th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
It's early in the year to tell, but then they're doing a great job. He's been in the school for like almost 5 years now, so yeah.
So would you rate it as too early to tell?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, thank you. And also let me ask you, when thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors will be most important to you?
I think a diverse race
Okay.
and like yeah, I think that would be important to me.
Okay. Important to me. Thank you, ma'am. And also, let me ask you, to the best of your knowledge, is your 9th grade child, reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Okay. And also, how about in terms of math? Is your 9th grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
Yes.
Okay. And let me ask you, does your 9th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And does your 9th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about your ninth grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. Thank you, ma'am. And how much have you discussed your ninth grade child's hope and plans for after high school with them?
It will be done probably this week. His IEP meeting is coming up this week. It's on Thursday. So we are getting there.
Very good. So since the meeting is closed, would you describe these plans and hopes like a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
It'll be a fair amount.
A fair amount. Thank you. And which of the following do you think your ninth grade child will be interested in doing once they finish high school? Would it be begin an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, enter the workforce, or something else?
I think going in for a degree.
Would it be the bachelor's degree or associate degree?
Associate degree.
Associate degree. Okay, ma'am. Thank you. And also, let me ask you real quick, how well is your ninth grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Like very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Okay, thank you. What would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
What is that? Come again?
What would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child